SWHL, the busiest week of the season so far, had 9 games. Week 11 kicked off on Wednesday, January 11, with the first-place Kindersley Clippers traveling to Edam and dropping an exciting 7-6 OT battle. Kendall Fransu got the overtime winner at the 2:12 mark. Jake Taylor stopped 37 of 43 for Edam, while Mitch Wall had a 2-3 night for the Three Stars. Shane Nagum, 1-2, led the Clippers offense, and Luke Spruill turned aside 41 of 48 shots. Macklin played Wilkie in Bigger, January 12, a game that was moved due to ice plant issues in Wilkie. This is the first time that last year's finalists met, and Wilkie prevailed 10-5 in a wide-open contest. The Outlaws' balanced attack had 4-2 goal efforts: Ryan Keller, 2-2, Ryan Keller, 2-2, Rick Say, 2-1, and Blake Young, 2-0. Spencer Bast had 3 assists for the Mohawks. Wilkie was back in Bigger again January 13 to take on the Nationals. Wilkie won their 8th game in a row, by a score of 7-3. Import Ryan Keller, 3-1, led the Outlaws, giving him an 8-point weekend. Curtis Sander was solid for Wilkie, stopping 36 of 39 shots. Brett Matlock had a busy time, stopping 45 of 52 for the Nats. Also on January 13, Hafford beat the visiting Unity Miners 7-3. Joel Grzybowski turned away 35 of 38 for the Hawks. Jeremy Boyer, 1-2, and Kyle Lichtenwald, 1-2, paced Hafford's offense. Young Mark Ganter, 1-1, was Unity's top forward. The Clippers stormed into Macklin Jan 14 and beat the Mohawks 6-2. Travis Child had a solid game in net, stopping 34 of 36. Kindersley's high-octane offense was powered by DJ McGrath, 1-2, David Jerzynski, 1-3, and Kyle Donaldson, 2-0. Bigger made the trip down Highway 51 the same day and dropped a 6-4 decision to the hometown Caribert Tigers. Brett Neumeyer, 2-0, and Rylan Freed, 1-2, led Caribert up front. Goaltender Nick Amundrid was sensational, facing 46 shots with only 4 beating him. Veterans Jonathan Redlick, 2-1, and Brett Novak, 0-3, were Bigger's top offensive players. Edam continues to have Hafford's number, shutting the Hawks out 4-0 in Hafford. Edam's workhorse goalie Jake Taylor got his remarkable 3rd shutout of the season, turning aside all 32 shots. Cody Danberg, 2-0, and Joel Blackwier, 1-1, led Edam up front. A tired Tiger Club traveled to Hafford January 15 and came up short by a score of 6-4. Familiar names: Colby Daniels, 2-0, Brandon Lesko, 0-3, and Jeremy Boyer, 1-2, led the Hawks' attack. Joel Grzybowski recorded his 2nd win of the weekend, stopping 32 of 36 shots. Caribert got strong performances from import Adam Oshevsky, 1-1, and Nick Amundrid earned his keep, kicking out 50 of 56. The most anticipated game of the weekend had Edam making the long trek to do battle with the Clippers. The hard-working Three Stars held a 3-2 lead going into the 3rd period. Then the Clippers erupted for 4 third-period goals and won by a score of 6-3. With this win, the Clippers wrapped up first place with an impressive 13-1 record. DJ McGrath, 1-2, continued to put up points. Travis Child got his 2nd win in 2 nights, stopping 19 of 22. Joel Blackwier, 1-1, and Brady Diebold, 1-1, had multi-point games for the visitors. Jake Taylor was outstanding in net, facing 41 shots. Week 11 had a number of outstanding performances. Honorable mention goes to Kindersley's DJ McGrath, 4-3, and Travis Child, stopping 53 of 58 shots and chalking up 2 crucial wins. An honorable mention also goes to Wilkie's ageless Ryan Keller, 5-3, in 2 games. Hafford's Joel Grzybowski backstopped the Hawks to 2 big wins, stopping 67 of 74. Jake Taylor continued his great season for Edam, facing 124 shots and stopping 112 in 3 games. Taylor managed his third shutout in his 12 starts, so far, which is rare in any league. Week 11 Player of the Week, as chosen by Joe Say, league president, goes to a goaltender in the SWHL league who generally doesn't get the attention he deserves. Karabert Taiga's Nick Amundrud gets the nod. Amundrud was crazy busy facing 102 shots in two games, stopping 92 of them and coming away with a one win, one loss weekend. Congratulations, Nick, said Say. Submitted.